Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Muad Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had just entered his home when he heard the Hazrat Mawla Hussain Ahmad Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is imprisoned. The whole day he'd been fasting, didn't take a single morsel, and looking anxious to the meal at night, but the morsel will not just go down. He exclaimed, "Mujhe maloom nahi tha ki mujhe inse is qadar muhabbat hai. I did not realize that I had so much of love for him." When I was in tears, he was not in control of himself. Someone tried to comfort him. "Mawla, but this is something that he is anxious for." He went forward and he challenged these people. Eventually, they imprisoned him. It isn't a coincidence. Rather, he looked forward to the situation. He confronted them and then he was imprisoned. So Muhammad replied, "Mujhe tasalli dene chahte ho. You're trying to comfort me." And did not Hazrat Hussain radiallahu anhu go off his own to Kufa, and then whatever happened, happened. He, his household, all slaughtered, all martyred. Didn't they go off their own? And up to this day, their martyrdom is being remembered as a source of grief for Muslims throughout the world. We see and we hear about the conditions of the Muslims throughout. One is to say, well, bad luck, unfortunate. And one is at least to shed a tear. The least you could do is sympathize with them, be with them. In one dua, in your supplication, in your namaz, whatever you are doing, but once in the day, at least be with them. Perhaps it was Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Ali, and on a cold day, he removed his shawl and his warm clothing, put it aside. So he was asked, "But you've got the clothing, why do you keep it aside?" He says, "I want to share the agony and the distress that the poor go through. A little bit of agony, a little bit of pain that they go through, I want to share that as well. I can't be so cold towards my brothers that they're going through this and I don't feel anything about it. To feel the distress, the pain that our brothers go through. At some level or the other, we are part of the entire ummah. And what they go through, their pain is our pain. Their distress is our distress. Their happiness is our happiness. Do we feel like that? Do we behave in that manner?" Hazrat Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was proverbial for his righteousness, the answering, his duas being answered. Because his style, that he would go for Hajj on foot. This is now before before it was introduced by the Pedal Jamaats. Pedal Jamaats did it much year afterwards. But he should do it. And each year he would go for Hajj on foot. And amongst the numerous reasons that he would prefer going to Hajj on foot was that, he says, "If I go on foot, I will go across many villages that were untouched by anybody. Small villages, small towns. There's one Muslim, two Muslims, family of Muslims. And nobody spoke to them about Islam. But they are my brothers. How can I just write them off? Being my brothers, at least the least I could do was visit them, talk to them about Islam, and then I can proceed to Hajj." This was the feeling of the brothers of Muslims in the past. You are part of me and I am part of you. I can't be dead towards you, towards your Islam, towards your welfare. I must do something, try. My broken effort, how much can I do? visiting a Sikh, visiting a Muslim, whether he's in hospital, whether he's in the location, whether he's anywhere, whatever, wherever he is, in the shacks or in the jundals, wherever he is. But just for that he's a Muslim, I take my time when visit them, talk to them, share with them some of the comfort that I got. I can't give all, some of the comfort that Allah has blessed me. Let me go and share it with them at least, see how they feel. After all, Nabi Sallam also made this dua, أحيني مسكينا وأمتني مسكينا وحشرني في زمرة المساكين. Allah Ta'ala, let me live like a miskeen, like a poor person. Let me die amongst the poor. Let me be raised amongst the poor. So there must have been something very great about the poor, the downtrodden, the distraught. The Nabi Sallam wanted to be part of them in life, in death, and on the day of Qiyamah. There must have been something. There must have been something that Nabi Sallam said that they will enter into Jannah before the wealthy and the prosperous. There must be something in them. We can't see. But obviously Nabi Sallam had eyes. We are blind, we can't see. He had the eyes. Allah Pak showed him things that we couldn't see. Why did he want to be amongst the poor, die amongst the poor, and be raised amongst the poor? Well, there must have been some special reason. So some of the comfort, some of the good that Allah blessed us, we go to these people that are downtrodden, distraught, distressed, in pain, in problems. Go and share it with them. Spend a day, half a day, some few hours of our valuable time, but we make it a routine in our lives. So Mullah, in his going through numerous villages, he came across one village. He heard that the masjid is locked, nobody is performing namaz. It's a village of 30-40 people, but there's not a single soul that's going to the masjid. So he was told that there is one Chaudhary that lives here, and if he gets into the masjid, then the whole village will enter the masjid, but he's not going. So Mullah went and spoke to the Chaudhary. So the Chaudhary, he says, no, I can't go to the masjid. So why can't you go to the masjid? You see, I can't make wuzu and all that. Whatever reason, I can't make wuzu, and I can't just get into the masjid. A similar story is about Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So one person comes and he says, I'm prepared to make tawbah, but if you ask me to perform namaz, then I can't perform the namaz. But otherwise, I'm prepared to make tawbah. So I said, alright, but I will give you a little zikr, you must do that zikr, and continue. Now, he started the zikr, it was Zuhr time, and a certain itch overcame the entire body. I said, plank this balm, that Vaseline, that cream, nothing doing. At last he thought, I didn't promise that I will not perform namaz. Yes, I asked him to be absolved, not promise that I'll never read namaz. So let me just wash the areas of wuzu. Now, as he washed his face, then a good amount of the itching went away. Then as he washed his hands, then half the itching went away. As he made masa, then 3/4. I said, only the feet left now. When he washed the feet, all the itching went away. I said, I got my wuzu, now let me just perform my namaz. Now he's absolutely at ease, normal. A third time came, again the itch came. Again he did the wuzu, itch went away, and after the namaz, absolute normal, fine. Maghrib time, the same thing. So he's saying, in a little bit of a jolly way, Are Haji, mujhe pehle se namaz padne ko keh dete. You should have just asked me to perform namaz, but it took me wrong, right round. Got me to the same point, but right around. So Buzugadin used to say, ke Hadi Sahib ke andar to barkat thi. So with the barkat, he could do these things here. Hamare paas to barkat nahi hai, hamare paas harkat hai. We don't have the barkat, at least we have harkat to go gush, or talk to that person, and listen to his karvi, kaseli. Whatever he's going to shout us, let him shout. But let us go and meet the person, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Al-mutahabina fiyya, al-mutazawilina fiyya. We talk about muhabbat, the path of love. And the path of love, one easy way, is to meet people, Muslims, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It's no business agenda. Normally we meet for a business agenda. But now let one day in the week, let it be just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Let meet Muslims, talk about Islam, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Go there with zikr, fikr, with dua, meet the person only for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And see the difference it will make in your life. Only for the sake of Allah. Allah Pak says that my love has now become binding. My love has become binding. We want love and we go to the path of love. But one way to get that love, meet Muslims only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. If you can spend a little bit on the poor, but meet them just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. As a person says, hey, this man here, this wealthy person, came to my door to visit me. Oh, this doctor here, and he is such a honorable person, he is such a good person, in his profession, he is such a well-known person. He came to my door to come and visit me. Now imagine how you will attract the love of Allah Ta'ala, that you are such a well-recognized, respectable person. But you left all your respect to come and meet a poor, ordinary Muslim, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. What muhabbat will be generated, and what love you will draw from Allah Ta'ala. A little bit, just to meet a few Muslims. Obviously not Muslim girls now, Muslim men. We don't entertain the concept of gender equality, right? Because I think those people that talk about gender equality, they don't know themselves what they mean when they talk about gender equality. Because up till now, I see everywhere, in all public places, they have separated the toilets. I haven't seen gender equality being practiced there. Urinals I haven't seen being shared, right? Never, I don't know, everywhere, I didn't see it. It's just in word, they don't know what they're talking about. Whenever you hear about soccer or cricket, you never hear about gender equality. One side woman, or women and men out playing mixed, I haven't heard that. Cricket, I haven't heard that. Rugby, not at all. So this gender equality is just a farce, absolute farce, nothing else but a farce. Some stupid people started this thing off. The whole world is taking on to it. Otherwise, if it was a reality, then some woman would have come across and said, no, I want to take on Mike Tyson. But you don't hear that. Any woman says, no, I want to take on. So it's just a farce. And we don't believe in modernism and Westernism. They're not our gods. Allah is our God. Whatever food they spew out, we don't have to lick it. They say gender equality, we say gender equality. Because they spew out the West. So we take them as our God. Whatever they spew out, we have to subscribe to it or not. You will live with your spew and your vomit. And leave us with the purity of Islam, purity of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ways. His ways was absolutely pure, not contaminated, not evil, not dirty. This one you're talking about is contaminated, filthy, evil. Your agendas are all wrong, and you want to make us part of your agenda, so you be happy with your style, and let us be with our style. We don't want to be contaminated. So when I was on his path, and this man here now, this Chaudhary, he doesn't want to enter the masjid. Whatever it is, don't want to enter the masjid. So, Mulana performed 2 rakats namaz. And he spent at least about 20 minutes in sajda. And then he says to the Chaudhary, Chaudhary sahab, tum bila wuzu hi namaz par lo. Without wuzu, just go and perform namaz. So anyway, the khadim, the attendant that was with him, accompanying him to this, in the safar for Hajj, he says, you know what, there's 2 things that I can't understand here. One is you tell the person that perform the namaz without wuzu. Number 2, you perform 2 rakat namaz in sajda, you spend 20 minutes. I haven't seen this any time before. Can you explain me the mystery? So he says, you see, I begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all I could do is I could speak to him to come to your house. I couldn't do anything beyond that. To the grace, the tawfiq for him to perform wuzu and enter the masjid, that you will give. But I could just connect him to the house. But the special grace, that will hold him, make him make wuzu, get into the masjid, that can come only from you, Allah Ta'ala. I can't do it. Allah Ta'ala, you can make that which is like impossible, what is, you know, impossible, unimaginable, you can make it happen. So Allah Ta'ala, I did whatever I could do. The rest now it's your prerogative, it's your right. That man straight away made wuzu, performed namaz, and they say he became a tahajjud guzar. That masjid became filled, abad. But now this was because of one special trait Mawlana had within him, Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullahi. And this you will understand through an incident of Mawlana Muzaffar Sahib Rahmatullahi. You see, in this age and time, I think everyone is concerned about his children and future. You see what's going on, someone is drugging, womanizing, going into something or the other. And marriage is no more a very happy occasion. There is that some happiness that is expressed, but there's a lot of anxiety. Khuda kare ke ye nikah kamyab ho. May Allah make it that this nikah be a blessed nikah, prosperous one, happy one. We don't want any comebacks. They're not saying it, but that's in their mind. And if you study their face, there's a feeling or there's a definite uneasiness. We don't know what, if it's a girl, they don't know what the boy will be like. And if it's your son, you don't know what the girl will be like. So there's genuinely a little bit of a state of uneasiness. So this uneasiness, where is it coming from? Buzugana didn't say two things, right? If you look in the story of Imam Bukhari, like it is normally explained at the Bukhari Jalsa, that at the time of his father's death, he had not a single cent from doubtful sources, bank, interest, this, that, whatever, not a single cent. Then most of us may have heard the story of Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi and his parents, whatever, right? That apple was flowing down the stream and that person took it and ate it and he went to ask for maaf. So the common lesson that is learned in both these incidents is of halal. Then you hear this famous story or the famous hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, when he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, make me mustajab wa da'wat. Let it be that all my du'as are answered. So Nabi Sallam gave him the same advice, ensure that your mosque, your food is absolutely halal and you'll get all your du'as answered. So this is one thing, it's doubtful, not right, not correct. I think it's got some contamination, big or small. We cannot see the evil in it. But if it doesn't mean I can't see the evil, it's not evil. Some things the doctor can see, I can't see. Something the doctor can't see, the specialist can see. Something even the specialist can't see, Allah can see, right? Allah sees everything, right? So Allah can genuinely see the filth in it, the contamination, what it's going to do, the disaster you can see. So Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah is traveling from Delhi to his village Kandla. One is one in Kandla we got here, and one is Kandla we got in India, right? So from Delhi he's coming to Kandla. And he hired a cart. So the cart driver, Mawlana jumped onto the cart and they're traveling. And Abu Zubanuddin are very easy people to get along with. Very easy, very good, very compassionate, loving. And generally they talk to each person according to his level. Right? If it's an ordinary villager, they will also talk to him in his language. Yeah? Like how you say, Fana Galo. Yeah? Simple person will talk to him as though I'm part of you. If he's an educated person, you talk to him according to his level. An average person, according to his level. So this way our Abu Zubanuddin, and this is how they warmed the hearts of people. Spoke to them their language, simple, shared with them their comforts, sympathized with them at the time of difficulty and pain. Never made themselves seem to be, we are elite, you are a second class citizen, and we are the first class. They never showed themselves as that. So, just as Mawlana jumped into the cart, so he began to converse with him, oh, how are you, what work are you doing, where you come from, etc. So this cart here, then is it yours? No, it's not mine. Then it is a cartel of loose women. They are owning this thing. They are doing this as a business. Now, Maulana had to hear this, street woman, loose woman, and it's their business. So, Maulana felt uneasy. But these Musulmanadeen have a lot of respect and consideration for people as well. They won't just tell them off and shout them, reprimand them. According to their levels, they will correct but gradually, gracefully, winning the person's heart, bring him to the right. So now Maulana is thinking, now how can I get out of this situation, because it's all haram business here. And how can I get it right? So that's what they say, Darkafe sandane ishq, or Darkafe jame shariat. Her hawasnake, in one hand, I've got love, the love of Allah Ta'ala, love of people. And on the other hand, I've got the law of the sharia. Now to balance the both, one is muhabbat for people, Allah Ta'ala. And then, on the other hand, I have to see that I live within the parameters of the sharia. Now to be able to balance the both, everybody can't do it. It is just this selected choices, servants of Allah Ta'ala, that know how to do the balance. The same Maulana, I'll come back to the story here, but the same Maulana is studying now in Delhi, right? Under Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And in that zamana, what used to happen, they weren't proper hostel facilities. So a student will sit, will live in a masjid quarter, and someone will arrange for the meals. So Maulana, fortunately, Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali did the meal arrangement for him. Then he got his tiffin. He used to get two rotis and some curry, whatever. So Maulana Muzaffar Sahib ate the rotis but left out the curry. So the wife complained to Maulana Abdul Aziz Sahib that was arranging for Maulana Muzaffar Sahib, that's a student. Yeah, now the students, they come with an attitude, you know. I must bring chops for them and steaks and braai. They can't eat ordinary tarkari now. I have to bring that. See now, see this, this is what attitude they're showing. So they're eating the roti, living out the curry. What's wrong with these people? So Maulana corrected his wife, but don't jump to conclusion. Let's try and find out. Maybe there's a problem that we didn't discover as yet. There must be something that he left out the food, left out the curry, only ate the bread. So, in a nice, respectable manner, Shah Sahib to him, how's the food? Are you happy? Yeah, but you sure you're happy? The curry, is it too spicy or something? Couldn't come straight to the point. Is it too spicy? Must be corrected or what? So no, that's not the point. The point is this, that you see, in all our Indian foods, then there is some ingredient that is bitter, like how we have tamarind, or nowadays someone will put sour milk, or they'll put a lemon, just to create a little bit of bitterness, or tomatoes or something, to create a bitterness, right? So what they're using at that time in India was some type of a mango, raw mango extract. You know, mango is bitter when it's raw. So that extract, just to bring about that bitterness, so that it could go down easily. But now, this business that they're doing of mangoes, selling mangoes and purchasing mangoes, is not right. Because how they were contracting at the time was, I've got, for example, mangoes is done like as a business. It's not like done like how someone has got one, two mango trees in his backyard. No, he's got 1,000 mango trees. So he's doing it as a business. So when I'm doing it as a business, so I got 1,000 trees, so I'm selling you the tree in advance, before the fruit can even appear. There's no fruit on the tree, and I'm selling you the fruit in advance in 2 years. So that's a risk. You don't know whether you'll get a crop or you'll get no crop. You'll get fruit or you'll get no crop. So that's risk, taking a risk. This type of a trade is not recognized, invalid. لا تبع ما ليس عندك. You don't have that commodity. What are you selling? It's a gamble. So this type of business is not right. So therefore, I'm not eating of this. So now Shah Sahib comes back to his wife, says, خدا کے شکر کرو تمہارا یہاں تو ایک اللہ کے ولی آگئے. Make shukr that the student that you are arranging for is a wali, that he is so particular, he understood that this is the practice that is common and in vogue in the whole Delhi, and he refuses to eat this type of food. You see, his dua got answered there with a Chaudhary, and then you see his personal self, how he's conducting himself, the taqwa, righteousness, abstention. We'll eat a little bit less, but you are sure that you're eating halal. So then that effect goes on to the children. Now, the effect went on to the children, well, Ilyas is his progeny. Shaykh Zakaria Sahib is his progeny. Hundreds of awliya are born to this family, and through their works, thousands of awliya, Buzugana Deen, all were born just through their works. But there must have been a catalyst. The catalyst was this halal, absolute clean. By the same token, being good to people, not reprimanding, shouting, belittling, humiliating, disgracing, running people down, embarrassing. No. But these two things, if you can just work on this, showing sympathy, love, kindness, especially to the downtrodden, the weak, the poor, how we can go and see them. To see a poor person, to see a sick person, or visit a sick person, in a private hospital is easy, right? Just go into a private hospital and see the person, and you come out, right? But in the government hospital, everything is broken down. Man doesn't have the means to go to a private hospital to go and visit him and see if you can make a plan for that person, whoever it is, whichever ward he is, whatever condition, but do something. But how his heart, what dua you get? Maybe the poor person makes a dua. And maybe tumhare naslo ka kaam ban jaye. Such a dua that person may make, that you'll see your families through, your children, your generations. They will just get through like that. But one dua. That's what they say, غریبوں کی سنو وہ تمہاری سنے گا. غریبوں کی سنو وہ تمہاری سنے گا. That poor person, whatever he is, Allah Pak could have reversed the whole thing, could put you in the position of the poor, and that person in the position of wealth. Today he is in poverty, you are in wealth. But Allah Pak can turn things around. So غریبوں کی سنو وہ تمہاری سنے گی. You listen to them, you see to them, Allah Ta'ala will see to you. Tum ek paisa doge, wo 10 lakh dega. If I give you just one paisa, give some, you know, change, whatever you got there in your car, you got some change, you'll give him. You may give according to your capacity. Allah Ta'ala will give to his capacity. Chappar tor karke dega, he'll give you so much. Allah Ta'ala gives all tawfiq.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام, تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, سمعنا وأطعنا, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا هما إلا فرجته, ولا دينا إلا قضيته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيتا, ولا كربا إلا نفستا, ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها, دقها وجلها, أولها وآخرها, ظاهرها وباطنها, ما نعلم وما لم نعلم, وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا منادي ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. والله forgive our sins. والله forgive the sins of our parents. والله forgive the sins of our siblings. والله forgive the sins of our children. والله forgive the sins of our family. والله forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, on this Mubarak night, we stretch our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, we admit that we are criminals in your court. We admit that we are sinners before you. Oh Allah, not a single sin that we commit, oh Allah, we justify, we cover up. Oh Allah, we are the worst of sinners. In your house on this Mubarak night, you gave us tawfiq of coming. You made us your guests, oh Allah. Oh Allah, with our begging bowls, oh Allah, accept our tawbah. Bless us with a complete, oh Allah, transformation. A complete change, oh Allah, bless us with a complete change. A complete reformation, oh Allah, change our hearts. Dil badal de. Oh Allah, change his hearts, oh Allah. Make it like the heart, like the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Mubarak hearts of the Sahaba. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted them to live their lives. They led such lives. Pure lives, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you bless our hearts to be like their hearts also. Oh Allah, change our condition. Oh Allah, change our hearts, change our condition, change our lives. Oh Allah, bless us with kamil tawfiq. Oh Allah, bless us with kamil tawfiq on coming on kamil sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, whatever mistakes we made, whatever sins we committed in daylight or in the dead of the night, when there was nobody around, or we committed it in public, oh Allah, give us tawfiq. Give us tawfiq of making tawbah. Give us tawfiq of making a complete change in our lives. Sincere tawbah and putting our records straight, changing our lives only for the better. Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, oh Allah, we ask you. Oh Allah, not of our own, only out of your sheer grace, your infinite mercy, oh Allah, accept us. Oh Allah, accept each and one of us that's seated here. Oh Allah, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the mubarak qualities that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted for his ummah. And the evil qualities and traits that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not pleased with, he did not want this for his ummah. Oh Allah, safeguard us from this. Oh Allah, rid us from this. Purify us, oh Allah, purify us. The love of wealth and the love of woman, oh Allah, has entered our hearts, oh Allah. And this is a blockage, oh Allah, from your love. It is a blockage from the love of Rasulullah sallam, the true love of deen and the sunnah. Oh Allah, we ask you, we beg you, oh Allah, remove the evil from our hearts. Remove the evil from our lives. Bless us with tawfiq of leading pure, halal lives in accordance to the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, our day, our night, our interaction, our businesses, our social lives, our domestic lives. In every aspect of our life, every facet of our life, oh Allah, we should emulate the Mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Mubarak quality of haya and shame that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted this to be, this to stand out in this ummah. This should be the salient feature in his ummah, in the hearts of his ummah, in the lives of his ummah, what he wanted for his Mubarak daughter, for his household, for his sahaba, that they fear Allah every moment, that they uphold this quality of haya throughout their lives. Between men and women, oh Allah, we beg you, Allah, bless us with this also. Oh Allah, bless us with complete ikhlas, oh Allah. Oh Allah, with sincerity in everything we say, everything we do. Oh Allah, ikhlas in our seeing, ikhlas in our actions, ikhlas in our thinking, and ikhlas in everything, oh Allah. That everything should be completely, completely pure, only for your love, only for your closeness and proximity. Oh Allah, bless us with kamil ikhlas. Oh Allah, bless us with kamil tawheed. Oh Allah, in everything, oh Allah, it's only you. Oh Allah, we only do for you, oh Allah. We live and we die for you. Oh Allah, we assist people only for your sake. Oh Allah, we don't have our hearts on anything else but you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we don't understand this. Oh Allah, we don't understand this tawheed, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you out of infinite grace and mercy, oh Allah, you bless us with the true understanding and reality of tawheed. Oh Allah, make us from the muwahideen. Oh Allah, make us from the complete muslimin. Oh Allah, bless us with the Islam, oh Allah, the Islam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. Every Nabi wanted for his family and his ummah, oh Allah, we ask you. Oh Allah, bless us with this Islam. Oh Allah, bless us with fana'i tam. Oh Allah, bless us with complete fana, oh Allah, that we give ourselves completely for you, oh Allah. We annihilate our souls, our lives only for your pleasure. Our resources, our wealth, our intelligence, our understanding. Everything, oh Allah, we sacrifice only for you. Oh Allah, fana'i tam, oh Allah, bless us with fana'i tam. Oh Allah, the different marahil of suluk, oh Allah, that you bless your lovers and your special, special friends, oh Allah, your special servants, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we're not worthy, oh Allah, but you out of your infinite grace and mercy, oh Allah, take us on this journey of love. Every station of love, oh Allah, let us pass it, oh Allah, with flying colors, with complete tawheed, complete sunnah, complete afiyat, oh Allah, until we reach you, Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with qalb salib, that we come before you on the day of Qiyamah with that heart that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had, the heart that resembles the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love that you blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love you blessed Anbiya, the love that you blessed the Sahaba, oh Allah, give us an iota of that. Oh Allah, forgive us and accept us. Bless us, oh Allah, make us keys of hidayat. Oh Allah, wherever we go, let the winds of hidayat blow. Oh Allah, bless us with pure, pure hearts, that we love for others what we love for ourselves, that we don't have malice, we don't have any hatred in our hearts for anybody, no enmity. Oh Allah, we love for people what we love for ourselves. We always humble ourselves, oh Allah, before your commands, before the creation, Oh Allah, we be there to serve the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, oh Allah, make us embodiments of the Mubarak Sunnah. Personifications of love, oh Allah. Oh Allah, wherever we go, Allah. Oh Allah, let us be the zariah of people coming into Islam. Oh Allah, don't make us the zariah of people turning away. Oh Allah, bless us, oh Allah, bless us with the correct understanding of deen. Oh Allah, before we leave this world, oh Allah, we ask you, Allah, we're not worthy of anything, but we ask you, Allah, give us the complete and kamil love and understanding of your kitab, the Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, every ayat of the Quran Sharif, you must understand, you must live it, you must love it. This must be in our hearts at every moment. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak Sunnah, the love of the hadith. Oh Allah, save us from being ungrateful. With the sins that we are committing, we are so ungrateful. Oh Allah, save us, oh Allah, that you snatch away the tawfiq that you are giving us to worship you on account of our sins and our ingratitude. Oh Allah, save us from that, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us. Every coming moment, every coming day should be a day that brings us closer to you. Oh Allah, bless us with tawfiq of showing true love, oh Allah. The true love of Islam, oh Allah, to every creation. That every creation, oh Allah, that they see the true Islam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in the world. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq, oh Allah. Give us the tawfiq of leading pure lives how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. Wallah, please guard us, Wallah, from all sides, from the fitnas of life, the fitnas of death. Wallah, the fitnas of the grave, the fitna of the day of Qiyamah, the difficulties in the grave, the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, the difficulties at the time of Dajjal. Wallah, if we are alive, Wallah, save guard us. Wallah, always make us be from among the ulama-i haq. Wallah, save us from being from the ulama-i su. Wallah, always join us with the awliya, your special friends, in the company of your lovers, Wallah. Wallah, that we may learn this true love. Wallah, bless us with kamil tawfiq of coming on kamil sunnat. Oh Allah, give us your marifat. Wallah, bless us with barakah, Wallah. Barakah in our children, barakah in our wealth, barakah in our lives, barakah in our hearts. Wallah, the mansha of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is desire. Every second and moment how he wanted us to lead that life, Wallah, our night and day become like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we leave this world, Wallah, bless us with your nisbat. Wallah, bless us with your kamil nisbat, Wallah, your special nisbat, Wallah. Bless us with the nisbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, bless us with the love of Quran, the love of the Sunnah, the love of the Kaaba Sharif, the love of the masajid, the love of everything that associated to deen, that when we go to the holy lands, we uphold the respect and sanctity of that Mubarak land, Wallah. Wallah, when we before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, let him be happy with us. Wallah, when we come before Rasulullah sallam on the day of Qiyamah, let him be happy with us, Wallah. Let it not be that we are disgraced in this world and even after you pass away. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq of showing the world who Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Wallah, give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest stages, Wallah. Wallah, maqam mahmood in everything, Wallah. Bless Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of us and on behalf of everybody of this entire creation. Wallah, then bless the anbiya with the highest stages after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, Wallah, after them, the awliya, and Wallah, join us with these pious people also. Wallah, join us with these pious people also. Wallah, save us from haram. Save us from anything doubtful, Wallah. Whether it's doubtful actions, doubtful company, whether it's doubtful wealth, Wallah, everything that is of a doubtful nature, that will be a means of you being displeased with us. The tawfiq being taken away from us, Wallah, save us from this, Wallah. Wallah, bless this land that we're staying in, Wallah, with iman. Wallah, with salamati, when aman, the people of this land embrace Islam. Oh Allah, bless the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with coming, the tawfiq of coming on the sunnah, kamil sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, save God harameen sharifeen and masjid aqsa. Wallah, save God harameen sharifeen and masjid aqsa. That the haram of Islam, the greatest place in the world, Wallah, sin is taking place. Wallah, you change the hearts of the rulers, Wallah. Change the hearts of the rulers that they come on hidayah, they come on sunnah, and they be the means of Islam coming alive in that Mubarak land and the whole world. Oh Allah, give us the heart to overlook and forgive. Oh Allah, give us that heart to overlook and forgive. Whatever people have hurt us, oh Allah, we overlook and we forgive, oh Allah. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, oh Allah, give us that heart like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And give us the heart that we do not hurt anybody at any time. Oh Allah, if whatever mistakes we made, you give us the tawfiq. You help us, oh Allah, to set the record straight, to put our books in order before we leave this world, before we come to you on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. Let us come with old baggages of good deeds, not baggages of sins. Wallah, save us from disgrace, Wallah. Wallah, save us from disgrace, Wallah. All types of zillat and disgrace, Wallah, in this world, in the qabr and the hereafter. Oh Allah, bless our wives, Wallah. Bless our children. Bless us, Wallah. Bless our families. Bless our neighbors, Wallah. Wallah, kisi ko mahrum na farma. Wallah, don't deprive anybody, Wallah. Out of your grace, your mercy, on this Mubarak night, Wallah, we are asking you, Wallah, bless us bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Wallah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr, Wallah. Every year that Laylatul Qadr comes, Wallah, we ask you, bless us with the tawfiq of getting that night throughout our life till we leave this world. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq, Wallah, of standing up during the night in Tahajjud Salah. Wallah, give us tawfiq of coming to the masjid early. All the Mubarak qualities that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, Wallah, that striving for deen, Wallah. Wallah, make this be the hallmark in our lives. Wallah, make this be foremost in our lives. Wallah, take out the love of dunya from our hearts. Wallah, take out the love of dunya from our hearts, Wallah. And oh Allah, make us be beacons of hidayah wherever we go. Wallah, bless us with the quality of raham, that we show mercy to those beneath us, those To our elders, we show respect. Though we need us, Allah, our young ones, Allah, we show them love, Allah. Allah, safeguard us, Allah, from every type of fitna, every type of wrong, every type of sin. At the time of our mort, Allah, make that be the best day, the best moment, like how you bless the Sahaba with the certificate of radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. In the Quran Sharif, you put this, Allah, bless it to us also, that at the time we're leaving this world, you are happy with us also, and we are happy to meet you. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah, bless us with our book of deeds in our right hand. Allah, save us from disgrace on that day. Save us from getting our book of deeds in the left hand or behind our backs. Oh Allah, the time when the deeds are going to be weighed on the scale, oh Allah. Oh Allah, that time make us pass that imtihan. Oh Allah, oh the time when you're passing Pul Sirat, oh Allah, allow us to pass with the speed of lightning. Oh Allah, allow us to drink from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mubarak head to the Hose Kosar. Oh Allah, let this Iman be with us. Let the Quran be with us, oh Allah, to protect us at every moment. Oh Allah, under your Mubarak shade on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be drowning in their perspiration and difficulty, oh Allah, let us be with Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, how you united us all here in your house today. Oh Allah, all of us unite us, oh Allah, with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, unite us, oh Allah. This Mubarak gathering, we're not worthy of being here. Oh Allah, you brought all of us together here. Oh Allah, we ask you to join us with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Let us be in that special Jamaat that we enter Jannat bi ghayri hisab, without any reckoning, oh Allah. You are happy, oh Allah. We are happy, oh Allah, to meet you. That Mubarak day will be the day, the greatest day. Oh Allah, make it a happy, happy occasion, happy day. Oh Allah, Allah, whatever sins we have committed, oh Allah, we ask you, sincerely we beg you, Allah, we make tawbah from all those sins. We'll never return to it. Malik, we will never return to these sins again. The sins we committed with our eyes, our hands, our hearts, oh Allah, in the dead of the night. In the dead of the night, when there was no one there, oh Allah, and we committed the sins, oh Allah, or we committed it in public, or we committed wherever, oh Allah, we'll never do it again, oh Allah. Allah, the sins we committed with the phone, the sins we committed with the internet, the sins that we committed, Allah, on the TV, the sins that we committed, Allah, with the computer, the haram, Allah, haram, the wrong places that we went, Allah, and we did not show that loyalty we're supposed to show you, Allah, here in your house, Allah, we are admitting that we are mujrim, Allah, iqrari mujrim, Allah, we are admitting that we are criminals, Allah, we are the worst of sinners, Allah, but we're making sincere tawbah. Out of your grace, we only rely on your mercy and grace that you're going to pull us out of this. Allah, we can't rely on ourselves, Allah. Allah, please don't let us go back to that sins, Allah. Allah, save us from the sins of incest, Allah. The sins of gambling, Allah. The sins of liquor and intoxication, Allah. Allah, the sins of some haram relationship, Allah. We ask you forgiveness, Allah. Please, Allah, don't disgrace us, Allah, in this world. How you covered us, Allah, you conceal us. Allah, conceal us till the day we pass away. You have tawfiq of changing our lives. We don't return to it. Conceal us. Don't expose us. In the grave, Allah, save us from the torment of the grave, Allah. Munkar and Nakir. How are we going to answer the questions, Allah? We need you, Allah. Allah, we need you, Allah. We need you in our life at every moment, Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of understanding that we need you at every moment. It's only you, Allah. Only you, Allah. Allah, you are everything to us, Allah. Allah, you are everything to us. And we left you, Allah. We did guna, Allah. We showed disrespect, Allah, to your command. Forgive us, Allah. Please forgive us. Allah, give us your true love, Allah. Give us the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, let us live for the sunnah and die for the sunnah. Let Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be everything to us, Allah. Allah, give us the special nisbat with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you gave your awliya, Allah. The special nisbat, Allah. Habib bin Nasir farmaye, Allah, give us this, Allah. Bless us with this. Allah, those among us who are ill, Allah, give them kamil shifa. There are many people in the ummah, Allah, our families, our friends, Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah Sallam, those who are fighting in the path of Allah, Allah, the families, Allah, the children, they have become orphans, wives became widows, Allah, but they are the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, you be there for them. Oh Allah, you be there for them. Open our hearts, oh Allah, to the ummah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us hearts of generosity. Oh Allah, give us big hearts, oh Allah. your hearts to be there for the ummah at every moment. Give us the capacity of the sunnah of Allah that we dispense hidayat. You make us the zariah of showing the sunnah, of showing generosity, showing love at every moment. Oh Allah, you be pleased with us. Make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be pleased with us. Make the Sahaba be pleased with us. Wallah, make our parents and our satiza and our mashayikh be pleased with us. Wallah, if we hurt them and we did all wrong, Wallah, give us tawfiq of putting it right. Families and hearts are broken, Wallah. Give us tawfiq of mending the relationship, Wallah. Wallah, give us tawfiq of uniting this ummah. Wallah, the difficulty that the Muslim ummah is going in whichever part of the globe, Wallah. Allah, you remove these problems. Allah, join the hearts of the ulama, the hearts of the hufaz, the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring everybody on hidayat, on the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the masajid, the deeni marakis. Allah, protect the Muslims. Allah, the respect of every mu'min, wherever he is, Allah, whether he's on land, whether he's in sea. Allah, whether he's anywhere, Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Allah, you bless him with the tawfiq of coming on hidayat. Allah, the good deeds we doing, give them a share in it. The good deeds they doing, give us a share in it. Allah, make Islam and Iman most beloved to us. Every type of alien ways that Rasulullah SAW was not happy, Allah, make it hatred in our hearts. Allah, make it hatred in our hearts, Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of realizing what Islam is. Oh, to realize what you want from us in every moment. Oh Allah, whatever khidmat of deen you have blessed us with, Allah, accept it, Allah. Whatever khidmat of deen is taking place in this khanqa, Allah, or anywhere in the world, Allah, make it be according to the mancha of Rasulullah SAW, the mancha of the sunnat, and you accept it, Allah. The mistakes that are happening, Allah, you forgive us. Give us tawfiq of putting it right. Oh Allah, those who in financial constraints, difficulties and debts, oh Allah, Allah, you make a way for them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you create the solutions for them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those who are going through difficulties in their marriage, oh Allah, you join the hearts. Create love, oh Allah, among children and parents, among siblings, among family members, or among neighbors, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whatever problems, oh Allah, you join the hearts. Give tawfiq of coming on hidayat, putting the problems right. Oh Allah, we ask you, Allah, for ourselves, and we ask you for every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you, Allah, you accept every one of us, Allah. Allah, many of us have some desires within our hearts. Only you know of it, Allah. Only you of, perhaps we didn't even express it before anybody. Allah, whatever desires we have, Allah, out of your sheer mercy, infinite grace, and Allah, you fulfill our aspirations. Our halal desires, Allah. Our halal desires, Allah. Allah, save us from adding to the deen of Rasulullah SAW. Allah, save us from innovating anything in deen. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam becomes displeased with us, Allah. Allah, save us with all wrong haram relationships, Allah. Whether it's with the bank, Allah. Whether it's with the kuffar, Allah. The systems of the world and the kuffar we have upheld, and the system of the sunnah and the love of the sunnah we have left behind. Allah, we ask you for forgiveness for this also. Oh Allah, whatever we have asked, Allah, to the infinite grace, Allah, accept it. To the tufail of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, you accept us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa na'udhu min sharri ma ista'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.